This is the BBC Light Programme.
Pray, say you're for Tufts quietly, folks, as here is a high-fidelity recording of John Snack.
This is the Satyricon of Paternal Service of the BBC. We apologise for the audience who attended the Goon Show on Sunday the 28th of December. It has been discovered that these people had actually written in for tickets to see a broadcast of Swedish drill by the Luton Girls male choir. The actual Goon Show audience were misdirected to a gramophone recital of Jackson Pollock paintings on clubbed leather. We apologize to all concerned. I will now kill myself.
Oh, Master Snag!
Don't cry, Wall. He remembered you in his will.
How much?
Oh, no money. He just said, I remember Wall Greensley.
Charlie.
Pardon me, sir, but the Goon Show has broken out.
Singes. We must volunteer for it at once. Forward!
Good luck, sir.
Hooray! Give me some men who will stop our content, who will fight for the right to be free.
I, too, will volunteer for the Goon Show by announcing this announcement. We present the Spy or...
Spy or...
The Spy or...
The Spy or...
The Spy or...
The Spy or...
Meantime, in a deserted lockkeeper's lock, the remains of French aristocracy is steaming.
I say, that smells good, Moriarty. What is it?
Me. Never mind. I'm using perfume the sewers Battersea divine. On my knees.
You erotic fool. You know full well that knee perfumes are the cause of Louis Kahn's downfall.
Horror late, sapristi noodle. Caramba la punk. You insult the knees of Mon King, Mon Roi de France. I challenge you to a steaming duel. Name your weapon.
I name my weapon Basil. Now you name yours.
I choose that magnificent melody divine, the Miserere, at 10 paces.
Right.
Thank you!
Right in the old dinner disposer.
Now then, back to the back, 10 paces, and see!
In yon gloomy tower,
Miserere!
Where death now is gleaming,
Miserere!
And death we shall meet no more,
Miserere!
On a cold winter's day. And now to the
end. You swine. You tried to hit me with an unsigned sock full of grit. I'll not give in. Anything you can do, I can do better.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Hey, I can't swim in water.
Here, grab this copy of Bulgani's Confession.
Will it save me?
It saved him. Now slide this piece of dry land under you.
Whatever it was.
Yes, now, Ned, for saving the steam count, we charge a fee of 3 shillings.
Hey.
Thank you.
Could you play that again?
What a lovely tune.
Like it? It's the national anthem of America. All the shops are playing it. Now.
Good heavens! Then it's time for World War One.
On your marks!
That only leaves old Max Kong's Galray, boys.
Get him by.
Hey,
Meantime, in Whitehall, plee-plah-plippity-plo-plu.
Excuse me, Colonel Chinstrap, but Captain Seagoon's bed has just pulled up outside, sir.
By Jove, he must be a late riser. Just a minute. I don't mind if I don't. Come in, Seagoon.
Hello, Colonel Chinstrap.
How do you do, sir? I say, sit down, my dear fellow, and let me take some of your surplus legs from under your surplus.
Thank you. Mind if I play a violin?
As long as it's one of ours.
A careful one?
Well, just this once. By Jove, delicious. Now, Seagoon, do you know we're at war with naughty Germany?
Well, I heard shouting.
Lieutenant Jimpton, tell him all.
We're in need of you, sir, of a kind to espionage, sir.
I suppose it means certain death.
And a pension. Perfect combination.
Well, it's for the old country. Seagulls have never flinched from death. I can see it all now. I'll fight till my ammunition's gone.
Well done, sir.
I'll say to the other men, lads, make your way back as best you can. Me, I'll stay on. I'll fight them barehanded until I'm overpowered, and then I'll swallow my secret code.
Good for you.
They'll torture me. I won't speak. It'll be in the firing squad. So what? They say, any last requests? I say, yes, damn you, I want evening dress. I'll take my time and put it on with my full miniatures. Blindfold, they'll say. Blindfold. The rifles will come up. The click of the cartridges ran home. They're taking aim. I'll be smiling that carefree daredevil smile. The officer will raise his sword.
And then?
The volley will ring out and I'll slump smiling to the floor, dead.
Well, Seagoon. I say, stop it before he gets to the bus stop.
Go on,
let me
go. I'm a professional coward, I tell you. I don't want to go to war.
I caught him in Glasgow, sir, wearing a Jewish kilt, sir.
My own regiment. Look, Seagoon, there's £1,000 in it. If you succeed in this mission, it will shorten the war by 3 feet 6 inches.
So wars are being worn shorter this year.
Of course.
What's the job?
Well, a certain German spy has got the complete plans and measurements of the Union Jack. It's our job to stop him before he builds a prototype.
Will they stop at nothing? Who is this fiend incarnate?
Jimpton, tell him.
Have you heard of a German spy called? Have you heard of him?
How do you spell it? I think I'd recognize him if I heard him.
Jolly good.
Right, I'm your man.
A month has passed, and we are now lumbered with a meeting of high military threads.
Gentlemen, tomorrow we start our great mission to recover those plans of the Union Jack. I have chosen you all for your intelligence.
You sure are, Doc?
There may have been some slip-ups. Tomorrow we leave for France. Now, this is the secret password. The wind is blowing through my grandmother's knees.
Oh.
The reply is, Annie is waiting upstairs.
Whoa.
I can see we're going to have trouble with you.
Dawn at Hendon Aerodrome, a freshly wallpapered airship, is being shaved for active service.
Morning, Commander!
Good morning. Now, Seagoon, these are the code names, you know. I don't feel strange in this program at all. You know the code names of our agents in France, eh?
Carry on, I'll remember them.
Yes, there's the Black Rabbit, the Blue Pelican, and the Yellow Alligator.
Roger.
Then there's the Octoroon Monkey, the Pink Oboe, and the Purple Mosquito.
Yes, I think I'll remember.
Then there's the Vermilion Sock, the Vermilion Punk, the Chocolate Speedway, and the White Bint.
Look, I think I'd better write this down.
No, please don't. You'll go colourblind.
Excuse me, sir. Your airship is ready, sir.
Let me taste. Delicious. Right. Tell Eccles to get inside, run my bath, and lay out a blonde manicure.
Hooray for war! Hooray for war!
I think we're going to have trouble with him too, sir.
Well, goodbye, fellas.
And you? Yes, sir?
Hugh?
Yes, sir?
Say goodbye to Penelope for me.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Penelope!
Not yet, you fool! When you see her, darling, when you see her, tell her...
Yes?
I don't think anything can tell her.
Well, I'll tell her that then.
Gad, how we've loved.
Oh.
Yes. Passionate.
Ah.
By heavens. She's a hot little number.
Yes, so I found out after I married her, sir.
Yes. Well, fair shares for all. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye,
goodbye,
sir.
Goodbye, sir.
Good luck on you.
Good luck on you, sir.
Who let go of the rope before I got in?
I say, Seagoon, that boy was doing his duty. We wanted you to miss that airship. That's to be a decoy.
How do I get to France, then?
By the secret military tricycle.
Gad! The war's as good as won! So saying, I hailed a taxi and cycled to Folkestone.
Good field.
Then I caught a steam packet across the channel. And as I drove my velocipede up the gangplank, I saw another tricycle of foreign design upon my tail.
Geblonden Guskainen! Ich habe dich in die Edgeware Road 3 and 9 standing room only. Gesteiten mich alles mit Harlem zu kein pain.
It's old Milligan doing his impression of a naughty German now.
Take such a smile.
Yippee! By turning my tricycle in a tight turn, I was on his tail and let him have a burst of steam.
It's the steam in the Heiser.
Got him right in his glorious. And so, folks, I shut down my first German tricycle. Waiting to sail, old man River Ellington played a merry shanty. And I went for the brandy.
Joey, Brother Moe then began to shout,
Run, Joe!
Oh, the man at the door,
Run, Joe!
The man won't let me go,
Run, Joe!
Run as fast as you can,
Run, Joe!
The policeman holding me hand.
Joey,
I just wanted to stand me bail, don't want to sleep in this rotten jail. Hide your crystal ball by the fence, so they won't find no evidence. When you reach home, get in the bed, call a doctor and tie your head. Let Juanita invent a lie, got to have a good alibi.
Rancho.
Oh, the man at the door, the man won't let me go. Run as fast as you can,
Rancho.
The policeman holding me hand.
Joey,
get him mouthpiece to talk for me. They're sure to give me the third degree. When they take me before the Sarge, I am going to deny the charge. When the judge asks how I plead, not guilty, sir, most decidedly. You can see, judge, at a glance, I'm a victim of circumstance.
Run, go.
Oh, the man at the door.
Run, go.
The man won't let me go.
Run, go.
Run as fast as you can.
Run, go.
The policeman holding me hand. I'll be home by the break of day. If the judge believe what I say. If he don't, I'll be looking cute behind me bar with his striped suit.
Run, go.
Oh, dear man, let me
go. Run, go.
Dear man won't let me go.
Run, go.
Run as fast as you can.
Run, go.
The policeman holding me hand.
Joey, 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 Joey.
Mama told me that long ago, keep away from that worthless show. If I heard what my mama say, I wouldn't be in this mess today.
Run, go!
Oh, dear man, at the door.
Run, go!
The man won't let me go.
Run, go!
Run as fast as you can.
Run, go!
The policeman holding me hand. Oh,
run, go!
Do you hear what I told you?
Run, go!
What did I tell you, for my go. Boy? Don't
run,
let
go.
The policeman hold you.
Run, go!
You'd listen to what your mama
run,
told
go.
You, you wouldn't be in this mess today.
Run, go!
Run, Joe!
Run, Joe!
Run, Joe!
Run, Joe!
The policeman catch with you!
Run, Joe!
Run, Joe!
Run, Joe!
Speed him up a little, me child!
Run, Joe!
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 Joe! Run, Joe!
Part 3, The Spy, Pong P. Teddy T.
Well, so far so good.
Hello, all passengers.
Listen.
This is your captain, Mary Jim Greenslade speaking. Here is a warning. This ship will be passing through fish-infested waters, many of them sympathetic to the Germans. So, therefore, there must be no naked lights on board.
Did you hear that, Mrs. O'Toole? Now put some clothes on that match.
Well, I can't. I'm looking for me Dorothy bag, darling.
Oh, that old bag.
Well, I must find it, Cocky.
Why, what's in it then? What's in it, eh?
You are, darling.
What? Yeah, yeah. Oh, dear. You naughty woman. You told me it was an overcoat sewn up at the bottom.
Well, you see, we couldn't afford the fare, darling.
You got me into your Dorothy bag under false pretenses. You darling, darling. You're the darling.
I'm the darling.
You are
you're
the dirty darling.
I'm not a dirty darling.
You're a dirty darling.
We join the pilotless airship, The Plotless Story, with Luckless Echo.
Captain, the bot's ready. Captain? Captain? Oh, that's half funny thing, folks. I better go and see. Oh. Pardon me, miss. you seen Captain Seagull?
No, I haven't, darling.
I'm not that young.
Tell me, what's your name?
My name? Eccles. No! Rock Hudson. That's the way out. I'm Rock Hudson, buddy.
Well, you come and sit down here, Rocky. You nutty, nutty boy.
Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, there's someone knocking at the airship door at 20,000 feet.
He must be very tall.
Anything you say, I'm coming.
I say, do help me, Eccles. I'm balancing on a ladder. I'm being chased by a police ladder.
Commander!
I say, Eccles, you do look rather a decent type. Don't you think you sort of better get at the steering wheel? I mean, say, nobody's steering. I mean, isn't that silly?
But I watch this one.
I so. Oh, well, I'll take over then. By Jove, fighting for England. Oh, if only my mother could see me now. Hello? Is that you, mother?
Is that a ship? Are you one, too?
Yes. Are you one, too?
Tell your pilot to put his hands, legs, and teeth up, or I'll fire, go bang.
Oh, do you know him, then?
This is fun. Da-da-da-da, 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 da-da-da-da. I'm on your tail in a German fighter triplane.
Well, I'll tell you, you see, he's awfully busy. Can I sort of bring you back later, say about 3?
9.
All right, 9 then.
Give me that, for here, listen, Nutty. Hello. I can't drive this airship with my hands up. Oh, I'm learning, though.
When the ship docked in Paris, I was contacted by a mysterious man.
He's got a puncture.
Monsieur, follow me while I follow you.
For an hour, I ran in French, which I ran fluently. At midnight, we arrived at the old chateau in Ville de Fondafone.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
The wind is blowing through my grandmother's knees.
Annie is waiting upstairs.
Good. Good morning. He's one of us.
No, thank heavens, he's not one of them, dear.
Silence. Silence, Menomix.
Can you tell me anything about...
I know his whereabouts.
Introduce me to them.
Very difficult, Jim. Very difficult. And go to the lonely crossroads at the Rue du Postcard. And there you will stand on one leg and whistle in English.
Good. I'll be whistling for England.
Monsieur, first you must swallow this alarm clock. When it rings, you will know where it is at the time.
Brilliant!
C'est une Charlie.
Certainement.
For the last time, tell me where his British agent called. Nisa Brother Brown is hiding.
I don't know where Nisa Mother Brown is. I don't know the word by my little Horton. But all, I got my presentation for Burton. Oh, well.
I like this story. Hey, Davidson. Tice his men to a battle of explosive technophones. These are the crossroads. Now stand on one leg. Stand on one leg and whistle. Christmas pudding.
Quick, tie his teeth behind his back before he can eat it.
Yeah. You devils! You'll hear from us in a minute about this!
Submission abolished!
There's something ticking inside his stomach.
It must be a stomach bomb! Run for it!
I tell you. All right, then, I'll just change your socks and get. Keep running, keep going!
Here. Was that you whistling on one leg, mate?
Yes. The wind is whistling up my grandmother's knees.
Oh, she ought to wear long drawers.
There was a secret cord you knit. He wasn't at rehearsal, you know, I don't get him in a hurry, do we?
I'm not with it yet.
I don't think we are, huh?
Yeah. Oh, important word, mate.
Yes.
Annie is waiting upstairs.
Good. Who are you?
I'm Pink Hobo.
Good heavens! Ted Bray's granddad.
And I can prove it. Now listen, Eccles is in danger.
This is going to be a happy ending, folks.
Now get that wheelbarrow there and follow me.
In here, Agent.
Let me go, you German, German devils!
This war is over for you.
Swines. Funny smell in here.
Bloodlock!
It's not him. It's me over in the corner. I'm tied to this barrel of exploding saxophones.
Let me go!
Oh, Neddy? Oh, well, that's a sad story of Agent Ned, folks. All that's left... Is this clock is full? Oh, dear. Time for Betty Boys. Where's my dolly?
Here I am, darling.
I'm not that young, folks.